When the opportunity arose, when it fell into my lap to come and train here at the birthing center, they were taking on apprentices to start to train for Aboriginal midwives in our community here. That's all. I thought that was the perfect opportunity for me. You know, I never considered anything else. I never looked into any other place. I saw it dropped into my lap. I thought, well, you know, this must be meant to be, you know. So I just took it and I just went with it. You know, after I was here for a little while, I started learning that I didn't even know about registered midwives too much. You know, Gudgee would talk about them a little bit, but I thought it was a whole nother world. It never even occurred to me that it would be something that I would want to do. I just loved the idea of being an Aboriginal midwife or an Ongwae Honwe midwife, you know, that I couldn't think of doing anything else. And so it worked for me. And it also worked for me because I had a large family and so I could stay in my own community and train. And I knew that when I graduated, there would be a place for me here. I was lucky that way, you know, like it was just meant to be, I guess, you know, for me anyways. And I think that's how it is for a lot of people. Like if you want something bad enough, because I did, I wanted it really bad. And I remember I wasn't even an employee here yet. I was already knocking on doors and setting up placements for myself and trying to stay on track with my training, even on my own before I started working here, because I wanted it so bad. And if you want it bad enough, you'll find a way to do it. No matter which route you go, whether you go in with the exemption route, one of the challenges being an ex working under the exemption is finding a place to work, but it's not it, and to be paid for it, right? That's the challenge, because we have so many roadblocks, you know, along that lines. And so, but if you want it bad enough, you just have to go for it. You have to convince enough people and get creative with which doors you knock on, you know. And I always encourage people when they come here through the training program to make sure as soon as you start, you should be knocking on doors and making connections already, selling it to your communities and telling them that this is, you know, right for you. And I think one of the reasons why this program works so well is that our community said they wanted it to be here. We had a health needs assessment done before this even opened up. And they asked, you know, would you use midwifery? Would you know, is it something you want to access if you had a chance? And there was a lot of people that said yes. And so once they got an idea in their head, they weren't gonna say no, take no for an answer. And they just kept pushing and pushing and pushing until it happened. So the community put us here, and the community has kept us here. And in a moment's notice, they could take us out. And they tell us what they need, and they tell us what they don't like. They tell us what they want. And so we try to accommodate that as much as possible. And that's why it works. And if you can get your community behind you in the same way, then you've got it. You've got a good chance to get established, and you'll find a way, you know, to somehow get funding for it. But you have to really want it. One of the things that I think is really important to know is that it's a lot of work. It's not all birth. There's a lot of learning and a lot of time spent, you know, doing all of the other things like administrative stuff or lots of prenatal visits and postnatal visits. And so it was a lot more, because when I first got into it, I thought, oh, when am I finally going to get to catch my first baby, you know? And it took a long time. It seemed like it took so long to be able to have that opportunity finally. And my preceptor, who was Gudgee Cook, you know, she says, you know, you have to be patient. There's a lot more to it. And so it was hard, but I was patient, and I'm so glad I stuck it out, you know. But to know that there's a lot more to it than birth, and it's the beauty of watching a woman carry this baby and this family to grow, you know, like right before your eyes. That's what's exciting, and to help to, you know, give them good, solid advice that's helpful for them, that's culturally appropriate. But to know that through your journey, whichever route you choose, it's going to be a lot of work. And as long as you have good supports there, they'll help you to get through it. And it's going to take a lot of time. It's going to take a lot. It's not a, if you're looking for a 9-to-5 job, you're in the wrong field, right? But definitely, it's well worth your time. And if your family's behind you, they'll be the ones that'll say, yeah, you know, you're tired, but you're doing a good job. You know, you can see it, you know, that you really love what you're doing, and you can go in there again tomorrow. You can handle it. And they come and rub your feet or give you a cup of tea and that kind of stuff to back you up, you know, to give you the strength. But to not give up, just like it says, it's like when you're in labor. You know, you go through the labor and you think, I don't know if I can do this. I don't want to do this anymore. Well, I'll hit those walls. Even when you're in the labor of learning to be a midwife, you know, you'll hit those same walls. But you'll get through it in the end, and you'll be so happy you did in the end. Just like when you give birth.